There's some gas that shines so brightly in a world of darkness. I mean, it's like a round peg in a square hole or whatever analogy you want to use. They just, as things change, they stand out so much. I so appreciate her perspective, the work she's done. I don't know if people truly understand the monumental effort it was to produce her documents about the $21 trillion. Where did the money go with Dr. Skidmore out of Michigan State and them kind of backing each other's research up and finding this out? Solari.com is her website. Solari.com is her website. It is a, she was, of course, Assistant Secretary of HUD under the first Bush administration. It is a pleasure to have her on always. It is an honor. Catherine Austin Fitz, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, Daniel, it's always a pleasure to be on the Power. I love your audience.
Well, thank you very much. I listened to an interview with Greg Hunter a couple weeks ago. The interview was a couple weeks ago. I just listened to it. And you said a lot of provocative things. One thing stood out and my jaw about hit the floor. It was about what's going on in California with the education system and 4 and 5 year olds learning about, you know, fill in the blank, the most damnable things. I don't want to go there, but you made the comment that this is training for sex slavery, and my jaw about hit the floor. Comment about that.
So I just have to tell you the story. I have a really brilliant subscriber, and I know whenever she sends me something, I got to look at it. So last May, I was in Thailand, of all places, and I checked into a resort next to the airport because I was flying out the next morning, and I needed to, you know, get to the airport. So I was just planning, my trip was done. It was a business trip, and I was just planning on just chilling and enjoying myself. But lo and behold, I made the mistake of turning on my email, and there was a message from the subscribers in California. And she sent me a video, Daniel, of two California mothers discussing the new sex education program and showing pictures of the different materials that was being used. And I realized, oh, my God. They're teaching these children how to be sex slaves. And I got so upset. I didn't enjoy the resort. I didn't do anything. I didn't go to dinner. I didn't go to the pool. I just sat there and, you know, was trying not to put my fist through the wall. I got so frustrated. And here's why this is, you know, there are many reasons that this is important, but being an investment banker, I've always got to come back to the money. So we have the American taxpayers paying extraordinary amounts of taxes in California to pay a government who then teaches their own children how to be sex slaves, funded with their money. And it gets even better because now we have the California doing mandates that say no religious exemptions and no, as a practical matter, medical exemptions. So now we're talking about funding an infrastructure which is violating the Nuremberg principles and the Constitution with respect to the physical bodies of your children. So it's destroying their health, and it's teaching them how to be sex slaves. And we're funding it, which is why I always come back to we're going to have to switch the money. Because you can't fund this. You can't fund. This is like funding concentration camps. A violation of the Nuremberg principle, that's what we had. You know, we had that brouhaha after World War II saying this is what Nazis do. We don't do this. You can't do this. Here's why this is wrong. So now we're doing the equivalent of, you know, concentration camp kind of stuff, whether it's, you know, sticking heavy metals into their veins that go into their brain or teaching them how to be sexless. So this is very, very serious and dangerous stuff. And
where,
you know,
how
I've
should we
seen,
go ahead? Go ahead.
I've had subscribers who are teachers warn me that they are doing highly invasive sexual surveys of young children, and the teachers are told, you know, if you tell the parents about this, you'll be fired. And if you look at the surveys, a couple of very brave teachers have put them up on the web, and so you can find examples of it. But it's very invasive private information about a family, and it's encouraging children to, you know, to do things, including change their sex in a way that's going to require, you know, chemicals and surgery. This is really physically dangerous stuff. So you know,
let me interject a point here or a question, because I think this is so much more important than even we realize. You talk about male and females, the basis of creation. This is how society is built. I mean, the government doesn't build society. Mankind predated government. So we're totally backwards. Male, female, father, son, aunts, uncles. This is society. This is whatever. This is the remaking of the whole image of that and changing the perception. There's Illuminati writings. If you get a hold of them, they talk about how do you control society. Go ahead.
Let's go deeper than that, because it's worse than that. Right now, 54% of the children in America have chronic disease. 54%. And I have some pediatricians and doctors who are telling me that's way low, because a lot of people can't afford to go to the doctor. So you're talking about genocide.
Ugh.
I mean, you're talking about radically lowering life expectancies. You're talking about doing things with people. You're really talking about experiment, you know, whether you're spraying nanotechnology that gets into our bodies overhead or heavy metals overhead, or you're talking about, you know, putting out plant-based food that in fact has 18 million times more estrogen than normal meat, or, you know, we're talking about biowarfare on the general population in the United States. And it's been going on for decades. But this is biowarfare. This is why it always shocks me when people are worried about the coronavirus. I say, wait a minute, you know, what about the nanotechnology and aluminum they're spraying on your head today, yesterday, the day before? You know, worry about the biological warfare that's right here, right now, and has been.
If you were a parent and you don't live in California, but if you did live in California and you're a parent and somebody's listening now, what would you do with all this at these schools?
The first thing I would do is I would sit down and find, you know, where's the leadership in your community? Where, you know, when I was a little girl, my neighborhood was run by what I used to call the high performance people. It could be a young intern from the university hospital. I grew up in a poor neighborhood, but, you know, we're right next to the university. It could be an 80-year-old black grandmother. These are the people who were smart, who were intelligent, and had high integrity. They would find each other, and then they'd boss everybody around. You know, they'd take charge. And that was in the day when government didn't control with all of its money and operations. And these, you know, we weren't all dependent on government money. We had our own little businesses or work anyway. But the high-performance people used to run the neighborhood. So I'd find the high-performance people in your place that you can have a conversation with. I would sit down and I would map out all the money, and I would look at how we are financing all of this stuff. All the stuff that is torturing you, you are financing. You know, 50%, let's go through the different pots of money. Your bank. If you are banking at one of the banks that was guilty of doing the financial crisis and all the fraud, I just did a great documentation of all the settlements that J.P. Morgan Chase has settled since 2002. $42 billion of settlements for unethical or illegal behavior. It's incredible. I mean,
wow. You
look at the list. Yeah, it's up at the Solaria Report. It was part of our ESG wrap-up. And you know, what you're looking at is, well, you're looking at the bank that's most responsible for the $21 trillion missing from the U.S. government. The New York Fed member banks are the agents for the New York Fed as depository for the U.S. government. So there's $21 trillion. You know, I know there's $750 billion missing from HUD, and the lead bank at HUD when I was there with J.P. Morgan Chase. But I am told that J.P. Morgan Chase has directly or indirectly through their credit cards or, you know, a variety of different mechanisms, 50% of the American people as their customer. Why would you bank? Did you read the true story of Madoff?
I did not read that. Go ahead.
Right. So Madoff was a Ponzi scheme. His investors lost $60 billion, although the trustee's trying to get some back. And what happened? Well, it turns out in the investment business at Madoff, there was only one bank account from the mid-90s on. It was at J.P. Morgan Chase. So I was interviewing Helen Chapman's, one of the top attorneys suing J.P. Morgan Chase on behalf of the Madoff victims, and I said to her, you know, how many bank accounts did they have? And she said, only one. And I said, well, who was the securities custodian? You know, because it's an investment operation, so there should be $60 billion in securities. And she says, oh, no, there was no securities custodian because he never bought any securities, which means J.P. Morgan Chase is the only bank account knew he never bought any securities. Because, in fact, you know, if you look at where they were sending the money, they were sending money to all these different places that had nothing to do with buying securities or being an investment operation. And I said to her, to Helen, J.P. Morgan Chase was the senior partner. Okay, so here's a bank that just defrauded investors of $60 billion. Why would you feel safe banking in it?
Good question. So J.P. Morgan, they knew it was a Ponzi scheme because he wasn't investing anything. He was just shoveling money.
No, it's not just that they knew, they had control. Because Madoff couldn't have gotten to first base unless he had a bank who was willing to play the game, which meant they controlled. They controlled the bank.
Now, you're talking about J.P. Morgan, which obviously has been indicted, or lead investors have been indicted for gold and silver manipulation. Talking about that, I mean, does this? It seems like that connects to all this—the gold and silver manipulation, also.
Well, many. There's the housing bubble manipulations. There's, you know, if you look at our list, it goes on and on and on for pages.
J.P. Morgan would make Al Capone blush, basically.
No, because I think J.P. Morgan, you know, we changed all the laws many of the laws in the 90s to change the model, the lending model in this country, so that financial institutions could engage in usury. You know, it used to be illegal to do that, as well as engage in predatory lending where you made more from people defaulting than from them succeeding. So we changed the model to a liquidation model. So if you go back to 1995, when we had the failure of to craft a budget deal in November 1995, I later had the head of the largest California pension fund say to me, when that happened, they gave up all the country. They're moving all the money out. And that's, in fact, when the $21 trillion just started to go missing. So it started to go missing in fiscal 1998, which was the beginning. You know, it starts in October 1997. So the $21 trillion started to go missing, and they had to do a huge amount of changes to the federal bureaucracy, including getting rid of me and my company to bust through the financial controls. But what happened was the money started to go missing at the same time they started to bubble the housing money and the housing market, at the same time they started to sort of sweep everybody up in the private prisons to gentrify the neighborhoods, at the same time they flooded OxyContin and meth and a couple of the other drug epidemics. All of that was basically, you know, if you can't craft a financially responsible solution, then what you can do is you can dramatically lower life expectancies. And that's how you balance the budget. And that's exactly what they've been doing. They approved OxyContin on December 1995. So the budget deal busted and failed. They said, that's it, we give up. And then they started to roll out all these things to lower the life expectancy. And that's why you have kids with 54, well, depending on which doctor I talk to, 54 to 70% chronic disease.
Did you see the movie, you probably heard of Gary Webb, the movie To Kill the Messenger, or Kill the Messenger, about Gary Webb? How accurate is that, do you think?
So I have to go back and watch the movie to be specific, but the story is basically true. Gary Webb outed the narcotics trafficking that was sort of envisioned. The CIA and the Department of Justice entered into a memorandum of understanding that allowed the CIA contractors to basically deal drugs and not have to report it to the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice could turn a blind eye. And that memorandum of understanding was in place till 1995. And, of course, that was all part of the MENA drug operation, which, you know, was alleged to be basically a Bush-Clinton joint operation. And that was the whole crack cocaine epidemic. Gary Webb wrote the story. And in fact, I got, as soon as he went public with his story, that's when my firm got attacked, because we were publishing maps showing the HUD foreclosures and mortgage fraud in South Central LA in the exact area he was publishing and writing about. And the two stories hit. And the next thing you know, they're seizing my office, you know, seizing all my databases and software. And
who did? FBI? Who? CIA?
No, the Department, the Department of Justice. In fact, whoa, it's very interesting. If you go on my Twitter feed for the Solari Report right now, I tell the story in my tweets today about Judith Heatherton. Judith Heatherton was a former U.S. assistant attorney from the Department of Justice. She had moved over to HUD to be the inspector general, the general counsel. And she was the team that came in when they seized our offices. They were accusing us of all sorts of stuff, which was completely false. They came into our offices. They basically seized all of our software and databases. And while she was in the building, she tried to falsify evidence against us. She took empty shredding bins and took garbage, piled it in. They took accounting documents out of the file. And it was very interesting. We had a property manager who saw her do it. And he said, you can't do this. This is wrong. And she said, shut up. This isn't any of your business. Anyway, so when they left, they were in the offices for approximately a week. When they left, Daniel, the offices were disgusting. These were beautiful, beautiful offices. We had won an award from the American Institute of Architects for how, you know, for the design, everything. Anyway, they did, this is the Department of Justice and the FBI. They did number ones and number twos on the floor. They put cigarette butts out. There was food all over, pizza all over in the floor and the rugs. I mean, it was demonic. Anyway, so I spent my personal money. I went in. We did this big cleaning. The property manager came in on Monday. He took one look at how clean it was, and he told the guy I had running the facilities, he said, they're trying to falsely frame you. Bring your lawyer in. I'm going to give you an affidavit. And he gave us an affidavit. It's up. You can link to it from the Twitter feed. Anyway, so she sends us a letter saying, we caught you just in time throwing out files. You're guilty of obstruction of justice. So my attorney took it to the court and said, you know, this is criminal what the Department of Justice and the HUD IG are doing. And the court said, oh, that's SOP. And my attorneys came back and they said, they just laughed and said it was SOP. I said, what's SOP? They said, I don't know. So I called the guy who used to work in the HUD IG's office. I said, what's SOP? He said, oh, standard operating procedure. If somebody's clean and you can't get them, you falsify a case on obstruction of justice. So anyway, so let me finish the story. Judith Heatherton was the name of the person who did all of this. Okay, and there are more stories of them trying to frame us. And, I mean, just false allegations. And it's, remember, they're trying to get the honest people out of HUD so they can steal $750 billion. You're having a fight with all the money in the world. So today we have an announcement, I guess it came yesterday, of 1,000-plus attorneys signing a letter saying Barr should resign over the changing of a sentencing memo to Roger Stone. And who's on the list of former DOJ attorneys but Judith Heatherton?
Your buddy.
I said, you've got to be kidding me. This is like the sheriff of Nottingham, you know, trying to say that Barr should step down because he changed his sentencing memo after, you know, they've engaged in criminal conspiracies to falsify evidence against honest, you know, honest business people. It's just, you know, it's like it's so, the corruption and the swamp is so bad, they don't even know not to do it. And it was really funny because Heatherton used to constantly bully my attorneys and threaten them with disbarment, that she'd report them to the D.C. Ethics Committee if they didn't, you know, if they did anything that offended her. And they were terrified. They were constantly afraid to, you know, sort of do all these things they were supposed to be doing. So finally, when this thing went on and on, we litigated and we were finally able to prove so many times that it was just, there was no there. And finally, the IG got fired over it by the White House. And then Heatherton quit. And you know where she went to work? She went to work running the ethics committee for the D.C. bar.
So she's the one that decides who can get disbarred or not.
I She runs the process. I'm sure there's a committee of...
Right, she makes the recommendations. Yeah.
I don't know the details of how it works, but all I can tell you is, you know, either you deal with the swamp once or you're going to get... I mean, this is why lawyers have to play ball. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. But
we got about a minute and a half. We got about a minute and a half before the break. Let me ask you a follow-up of what you just said about the corruption. We just saw McCabe, the FBI assistant, the director of FBI, just got off. They're not going to indict him at all. I mean, is anybody going to go to jail that has been involved in all these crimes here revolved around this?
So if you're talking about the politics of trying to create a case that the Russians were interfering in the election, no, I don't think anybody's going to go to prison over that. It's funny, one of the worst people in the Department of Justice was the guy who then became a judge who signed the FISA court warrant. So I've run into him too. But here's the thing that I want to stress. You know, a lot of the politics around the president right now are distraction. They're not the real thing that's going on. There's $21 trillion missing from the U.S. government. Our information systems and financial systems are being deeply compromised by foreign interests, not the Russians, but other foreign interests and other interests domestic as well. We've passed FASB 56. Which is basically allowing God knows who to take all the money in the U.S. Treasury and do whatever they want with no disclosure. It's terrifying. So, you know, and if you read my Twitter feed that I wrote today about all this, but there's $21 trillion missing from the U.S. government. You have banks allowed to skate on criminal violations. We have bigger problems.
Wow. There's the music. We have bigger problems. We'll end there. And we'll continue on the other side of this break. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. On the other side, so much more. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-
817-9829. Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. You can also listen to talkstreamlive.com, 701-300-5252 if you want to listen by phone. The Power Mall, don't forget thepowermall.com is our website with all the great products. It's President's Day, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. That's George Washington. That's really what this day started for, was to honor what George Washington did in helping establish the United States. So in honor of that, we are doing site-wide a sale over at thepowermall.com. You give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 for just today and tomorrow. I know the shortwave listeners, they, you know, it's a one-day delay. So just 2 days here on this sale for President's Day to honor George Washington and his contribution. Getting back to Catherine, solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com is her website. She's got a fantastic report. It's extremely comprehensive. You know, we've had other people on that have very short reports and very simple. This is very comprehensive, very specific. She is that lady on the wall that you want. You need her. You want her on the wall, so to speak. Well, she really digs and is world-renowned for her perspective, for her diligence, and what she gets to the bottom of. Very important. Solari Report, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Check that out and so much more. Catherine, we're... before you came on at the end of the last hour, we had a caller, and you know Dave calls a lot, and we went back and forth. He talked about, well, there's nothing we can do. I don't know if that's entirely what he meant, but it set me off. I mean, I started screaming. I think people turned off the radio. But I just can't stand. I don't even want to hear that mentioned. It's just fait accompli. I do not believe that. Your thoughts?
Well, he's not a Christian. He's not a Christian. You know, if you're a Christian, you know that's just not true. So, you know, we're part of an intelligence which is the most powerful on the planet. I don't care, you know, what fabulous space weapons you have.
That's right. All things are possible to him that believeth. That's what I believe.
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, one of my favorite commentators on all of this is John Rappaport. And John Rappaport gave a great speech. I've seen several great Rappaport speeches, but one of them he got up and he said, hopelessness is an op and it's planet-wide. And I love that. But you have to know that we are the targets of an enormous amount of propaganda and electronic entrainment, mind control.
And it's all designed to persuade us it's totally hopeless. There's nothing you can do. Obey. And it's, you know, it's just not true. Now, if you keep using strategies that are destined to fail, and you are absolutely adamant that the only thing you will do is one of these failing strategies, well, then it's hopeless. But the problem is not that it's hopeless. The problem is you're hopeless. You know what I mean? So I don't mean to be unkind, but so here's the reality. I'm going to grossly oversimplify. We have a pro-centralization team and we have a pro-decentralization team. And my entire life, everybody keeps trying to persuade the pro-centralization team to help us decentralize. Well, they're not going to do that. They're in the business of centralizing power. You know, so if you go to Washington, you have a whole series of people who are competing for the right to centralize power. They're not going to help us. Okay? They can't help us. They're busy centralizing power and kissing up to Mr. Global. That's how their money works. If you look at how their money works, they make money from centralizing power. So if we keep begging, hoping, and giving them all our money, you're right. It's hopeless, but not because it's hopeless, but because the strategy is hopeless. Okay, that's number
are they
one.
Let me ask you about these pro-centralization people. Are they idealists, or is it just come down to money for them, or do they really believe that?
There's a very wide selection. I mean, it's not. It's like Baskin and Robbins. There are lots of different flavors. It's
31 flavors.
But right, but they've all been trained to believe that's what works. So I always tell the story of being at a Christian revival. And the pastor brought George W. Bush, this is in 2000, in by monitor electronically to speak to the crowd. And 100,000 African-American Christian women jumped up cheering for George W. Bush. And I turned to my pastor who worked at the DEA, and there was nothing about Bush and Clinton family narcotics trafficking she didn't know. And I said, you know, Patricia, I just lost my fortune and risked my life to stop Bush Clinton family narcotics trafficking. You know, it's all the Gary Webb stuff. And you never jumped up and cheered for me, but you cheered for him. And she said, well, he's going to be the winner. And I said, so he's a winner and I'm a loser. And she said, yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
Now, right. Well, the message in America, this gets back to my red button story, is, you know, the winner is the guy who's admired. The winner is the guy. I'll give you a perfect example. Not long after that, it's happened to me for 10 years. My attorney said at one point, why is no one doing anything? I said, this is during that housing bubble, and the housing bubble had gotten really bad. And she said, why is nobody doing anything? I said, what do you mean nobody's doing anything? I'm the former assistant secretary of housing. I'm a former board member and partner of Dillon Reed on Wall Street. I was on the executive committee of the National Association of Multifamily Housing Council. You know, I read off all my different boards of directors and, you know, groups. And I said, and I'm risking my life to do something about this. And she said, well, you're no one. I said, what do you mean I'm no one? Look at all my credentials. Look at my resume. And she said, well, you used to be someone, but now you're no one. And I said, what you're saying is the only person you consider to be someone is the person who is affirmed or anointed by the people who are lying to you and stealing from you.
Bingo.
Now, if you get your lead from the people who are stealing from you, I mean, this is like a body with a tapeworm. The tapeworm injects into you a chemical that makes you crave what's good for the tapeworm and bad for you. If the only people you admire are whoever the tapeworm injects into you, well, honey, then it is hopeless. But it's hopeless for you because you're hopeless.
So, wow.
You know, the decentralization team controls the vast majority of the money, right? Look at the taxes. It's the general population who pays the taxes, not the corporations. Their taxes have been going down, down, down. So whether it's the local taxes, why are you financing a school that would mandate your child be given vaccines that might cause autism or chronic disease, and why would you finance a school that would teach your child how to be a sex slave?
Let me give you a quick answer, and this isn't for everybody, but let me address this. The quick answer for some is, well, they're going to come arrest me and take my child if I don't. They're going to force me if I don't.
not if you can find a critical mass of people who are willing to act. Because if you dig in, let me give you a little secret. If you dig into all the budgets and financial statements of every city and county that's doing this, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find a lot of laws and regulations are not being followed. And if you assert control, if you assert, remember, under the Constitution, you as a citizen are responsible to make sure that the money is spent legally, okay? There is $21 trillion missing. That's $65,000 per person. It's very interesting. When I settled my litigation with the Department of Justice, there was only $14,000 per person missing. And one of the big New York Fed member banks said that I owed them $14,000 on a credit card. And I wrote them a letter and said, there's $14,000 per person missing from the U.S. Treasury, from HUD and Department of Defense. I'm asserting a common law right of offset. I owe you $14,000. You owe me $14,000. And so the two, you know, wipe each other
cancel
out,
each other
and I'm not
out.
Sending
yeah.
you any. They cancel each other out. I'm asserting common law right of offset. If you have the problem, you know, please let me know and CC my attorney. I never heard another word. They wrote off every penny.
Wow.
Right.
That's powerful. Let's go into that a little bit. This, you know, how do we take the money? I mean, obviously the Fed, the IRS,
Let me tell you how I learned about common law right of offset, because I never heard of it before. I got a letter from the Department of Justice. HUD owed my company, at that point, I think it was $2.3 million, and one of our subcontractors had made a mistake on a loan sale. We had a lessons learned process, and we reported the mistake. It was a $3.3 million opportunity cost on a loan sale that was wildly successful, made a fortune for the government, far more than they had anticipated. And the government's own expert pointed out that this was not a cash loss. They didn't lose any cash. Okay, so this is dancing on the head of a pin, but the Department of Justice and HUD said, we are asserting a common law right of offset. You owe us $3.3 million. And we owe you 2.3, so we're not giving you the 2.3 million. They stiffed us. And
Whoa.
They came up with this as a pretense, a common law right of offset. And so I spent the next 11 years off and on litigating about common law rights of offset, okay? And what I discovered, there is such a thing. If somebody owes you, you know, and I'm going to grossly oversimplify, but if somebody owes you money and you owe them money, there is a possibility of asserting common law right of offset. What I have to tell you is there's $65,000 per person missing from the U.S. government, from DOD and HUD. That's all documented. Go to missingmoney.salary.com. And if you look at how the government's running, they adopted an administrative policy while all the Kavanaugh hearings were going on and everybody was distracted that said, we are free to spend money secretly and not report it in the books, which means the financial statements of the U.S. government are meaningless. And if you add that to the classification laws, what that means is most of the securities in the U.S. securities market have disclosure that's meaningless. And it's, you can read all about it at HUDmissingmoney.salary.com. You can link to that from missingmoney.salary.com. We've documented and written up all of this. It's quite extraordinary. So the U.S. government is acting in complete violation of the Constitution and all the financial management laws and many of the financial management regulations, and there's $21 trillion missing.
All right, so let me summarize. Let me summarize for our audience. You fill in the gaps where I'm wrong. So basically, the government has, by law, a process for them to be able to spend money. They have to be approved by Congress, yada, 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 whatever.
Right.
There's also money missing. So when they violate that, then there's a problem. We of the people, as basically the boss of the government, we say, where is this money? You have done wrong. You say the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. You owe us money. Well, you owe us money. Where's all this that you've done wrong? And we're going to offset this. We're just going to cancel that. We're going to stop giving you money till we add up.
Well,
is that basically?
There are many ways to do it. But what I'm telling you is whether it's your purchases, your savings, your banking, the time and attention you pay to media, or your taxes for federal, state, and local government, why are you supporting people or institutions that behave criminally. And if we will pull and shift our money, and 10% of the population will work and organize together to shift our money, we have the power to change this dramatically. But it has to be, think of us as the enforcement. If you're lucky, you have a great sheriff locally, but we have to enforce the law. And that means on all the money, we have to take responsibility with our money and our shared money in our families and communities to reassert the law.
Okay, I'm going to put the question to you. Why do you think that we support this? Because we're ignorant? Because we're lazy? Because we're what?
Because we're subsidized.
Ooh.
We've been bought.
That's
it's
even
the
worse.
Red button problem. So I told you the story in 2000.
Yes.
I was giving a speech about it was about the Gary Webbs, the narcotics trafficking. And I explained that the Department of Justice that year had told a reporter 2 years ago that I'd been working with that the U.S. economy laundered $500 billion to a trillion of all illegal money. So I said to this wonderful audience of spiritually of all people, what would happen if we stopped? So we had a little conversation, and I said, okay, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern, and if you push that button, you can stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your neighborhood, your city, your town, your state tomorrow. Who will push the button? And out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, only one would push the button. So I said to the other 99, why would you not push the button? They said, we don't want our taxes to go up. We don't want our government checks to stop. And we don't want our IRAs and 401ks to go down. So I said, so what you want is you want the U.S. intelligence enforcement bureaucracy and organized crime to continue to market drugs to the kids in your neighborhood so that you can keep your IRAs and 401ks and the stock market up.
Oh, my God. That is so telling. That is so telling. We have about 10 minutes left. I have to ask you about... I got a couple things. One, I want to ask you about the Jedi contract and vaccines, but the coronavirus, how serious is that virus? Is it really shutting down? I mean, obviously China's shutting down these factories, but is it really that bad? What's your take?
So I don't think we have the facts, and I think you have to be very, very careful until we have the facts.
That's what I feel.
We've seen situations. In fact, I'm interviewing John Rappaport about it tomorrow. He's been very... We've seen situations where nothing is blown up into something or something is pretended to be nothing. You know, so there's wide divergence between what is said and what is really going on, you know, and sort of what the cause of it is. So we definitely have a phenomena, and that phenomena is absolutely going to cause serious economic problems both in China and in the West, and it's too early to tell, you know, how severe that will be. The reality is, if you look at the win-lose position that we're in with China, it was at the end of the year, Daniel, when all signals were that the dollar was going to fall and money was going to rebalance out of the U.S. stock market into the emerging markets. And then suddenly the coronavirus happened, and it was absolutely miraculous, the turnaround, in terms of the dollar starting back up and the stock market holding its own in the emerging markets, you know, basically staying below the performance. So the you know, the coincidence and the miraculousness of the coincidence on this event is quite hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Very fortuitous. Very fortuitous.
Well, it's funny. I've gone into great on my money and markets commentary. I've gone into great detail, you know, high octane speculation, what I think might be going on and what it might be. As you know, one of my big concerns is the nanotechnology that may or may not be in the vaccines, and how that nanotechnology will relate to the digital train tracks being put in place for digital currencies, including through the JEDI and other U.S. government.
Tell our audience what that is. What is the JEDI contract? What is the JEDI contract? Why is this important?
Several years ago, Amazon created a huge cloud for the 17 intelligence agencies so they could integrate and share together. And then DOD just put out a JEDI contract crowd. They put out their first task order, but it's been held up by the courts because Amazon is protesting. It went out to Microsoft. And it's the equivalent huge cloud. Now, once you get all of DOD and the 17 intelligence agencies in a cloud, connected up with the New York Fed member banks and Treasury, bam, you can re-engineer radically the whole U.S. government and, you know, privatize the U.S. government. It's been pretty privatized already, but you can really do it in dazzling.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand that. What do you mean? We remake the government, remake the underbelly. What do you mean?
Okay, so here's the problem with the pro-centralization team. The U.S. government does not have information sovereignty, and it does not have financial sovereignty. If you go to any government agency, that government agency is not run by the political appointees, and it's not even run by the bureaucracy. It's run by the banks and corporate contractors who run and control the IT system. So when I was Assistant Secretary of Housing, I used to try and get data on the programs that I was responsible to run, and the corporate contractors would refuse to give it to me.
What do you do at that point?
Well, here's the problem. You don't have the government officials and the government bureaucrats do not control the government. Again, you don't have information sovereignty. I mean, look at the president going in and you know, all these people are listening to him leaking his phone calls. He can't even have a phone conversation with another president around the world without, you know, 17 intelligence agencies listening and leaking it. So,
you mentioned vaccines and nanotechnology. Now you're saying nanotechnology, information. Explain that link. Are you basically saying a vaccine and
the global spraying has had nanoparticles in it.
Sure.
And nanotechnology in it. You know, so we know now our bodies have these sort of strange particles in it. Some people say they're receptors. I'm not a scientist, so I can't tell you. And
there's something.
And, well, we just saw right after the first task order went out on Jedi and the coronavirus started, we just saw the Department of Justice arrest a professor at Harvard who's one of the leading experts in nanotechnology that is brain-machine interface. It's nanotechnology that can go into your body and pierce the membrane of the cell.
Oh my God.
It's designed to hook the brain up with machines. Now, if you on the coronavirus, if you get everybody with a global vaccine mandate, China just passed a national vaccine mandate in 2019, and in December 2019, it just went through. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is going state by state trying to do the same thing in the United States. So, but, you know, if you get that kind of nanotechnology in a vaccine, you're talking about being able to hook up the whole global population to the DOD and Amazon and Microsoft intelligence bases. Now, let me ask you this question.
Hey, whoa. Hook it up how? Through 5G?
No, wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, 5G is part of it, and that's one of the reasons I think the battle over 5G. You're talking about creating a digital infrastructure that can do currency, energy, and mind control all in one seamless integrated package. Right. So this is very serious stuff. And that's why it's imperative that we stop financing it. Because you and I are financing this, and we've got to stop financing it.
We got this 2 or 3 minutes left. I mean, you got my jaw open again. It's now or never, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Now, it's not never. One of the reasons I'm an optimist for many reasons. If you understand the economy, what you know is all of the organized crime going on in this planet is destroying the economy. Our economy is not being, you know, the planet is not being destroyed by, it's being destroyed by people who are behaving like criminals. So if you look at how much economic value is being destroyed by organized crime, you know, if we could get a handle and run the planet without organized crime being in control or siphoning off, you know, such a big percentage of the GDP, this could be a pretty wonderful planet to live on. So there's no economic reason for our, we don't have an economic problem. We have a governance problem. And the problem is we're being run by organized crime. So that's what's got to be dealt with. Now, my message to everybody listening to this is the other reason I'm an optimist is I think all the evildoers are going to kill each other. There's my favorite story in the Bible is the story of Gideon. And basically the Midianites kill each other. And I think the pro-centralization team factionalism, which is what we're watching now, they're going to kill each other, which is why we have to get together, you know, in our families and in our communities and start turtling towards another plan. Because these guys are all going to kill each other and fail, is what I believe. You can't run a planet just on force and mind control. So I don't think it's going to work. But it's contingent on the rest of us to, you know, to come up with plan B. So I'm an optimist. The last thing I'm going to tell you is, the reason you want to come up with plan B and not go along with these guys is let me give you a message, having lived with the establishment and fought with the establishment and thrown out by the establishment. Death is not the worst thing that can happen. Death is not the worst thing that can happen. Your soul is immortal, okay? And there are two sides here. One is divine and one is demonic, and you have to choose. And there's no middle of the road. We've enjoyed the middle of the road in this country for 50 years. It's gone away.
Wow. What a provocative interview. I use that word. I mean, my brain is going a million different directions. Catherine Austin Fitz, you're a hero to a lot of people, or an inspiration. Maybe that's a better word. You're an inspiration, certainly to me. Solari.com is your website. You're listening to the Power Hour. Catherine, it is an absolute pleasure. Stay right there. Thank you for coming on. Stay right there, Catherine. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Now is the time. If it's not now, then when? If it's not us, then who? And we're working on some very important things. Catherine may be involved here a little bit. We'll see. We're gonna have some things for you, and we're gonna be ready. And yeah, there you go. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.